Okay. Now, if you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say you're going to...
You're going to launch your boat. They're going to launch that boat and they're going to sink it.
Yeah, yeah. You told me they would sink the boat sometimes?
That's all the time. For the simple reason that lumber has to expand.
Yeah.
And it does that when it's wet. And stop the crack, stop it from leaking. That's why they do that.
Now, when a woman, say about the clothes you wore, when a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes it along a little square of cloth to use as a...
For the color.
Yes.
But today they do that. The old days you had that flower sack.
Yeah.
And whatever color came, that's what you had to have. I mean, that was a big, if you had a color, any kind of color, everybody made their own clothes, sewed their own clothes. And that old Singer machine that you had to pump up and down, you got sewed legs at the end of the day, went up and down with it. That's what they used to make their clothes. Everybody made that. They made the children's clothes. And usually, like I was telling you about those flower sacks, you know, after you outgrew that pair of drawers, well, your younger brother was about time for him to fit it. You know,
yeah.
So you'd inherit that.
Yeah, those.
And you graduated from the brother before you. You got his, and on down the line, you know, unless
uh-huh.
they were torn real bad or something like that. But usually, when they were torn two or three times, you patch that. It had to be really, you know, and the material. Then I don't know why, but it would last longer. It was tougher.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it. I don't know, but that was a big thing. Pajamas.
Yeah.
That's my first pair of pajamas. I went crazy.
Most of the clothes you got were issues.
They were made, and then if you had an older brother, then you inherited his, and he inherits on down the chain, and then your younger brother got yours. You know, overall, that was the main thing. Everybody wore overall.
If you had an older brother, you got.
I got his, and my younger brother got mine when I grew it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Now, things that you would get in the mail, like they said you were free. Would you ever get things in the mail?
Them days, I mean, we talking about way back when I didn't get such a thing as free stuff in the mail. We used to have guys come around here and sell, call them drummers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer would come once a month, come down here by boat. When a boat would come down, he'd come. He'd have an old bag he'd carry on his side, and out of that had all kind of salve, you know, for poison ivy, you know, all kind of medicine. You know. Well, the drummer would, and he'd bring some cloth, you know, rolls of cloth. And then they would pick, they'd buy 2 yards, 3 yards, whatever they needed to make, you know, whatever clothes you needed. And the old drummer used to come, they had one man used to come down, he used to call him Sweet Papa. I remember him, he had all kind of sad, that would guarantee snake bites and all that. But most of it was good. It did serve its purpose. It was an all-purpose medicine. One jaw, whether you were burnt or you had a sore eye, sore leg, a cut heel, or anything, that sad would take care of it. We also had here when you had, every once in a while, I know you might have seen, I know you get what they call a boil. It goes under your arm, and
yeah.
You know, it's
something,
you know, or something like that. Well, they have a certain kind of grass that grows on it. It makes a leaf, a pear-shaped leaf. And you would go, when you have one, I get, Mama would send you by the old lady next door and get a leaf. They would mash that down with a knife, and when you mash it down, some kind of a glue-like extracted from that particular plant, it slapped that on there. Why, man, it had a tendency to pull, you know, like a magnet. And it would pull all of the infection out of it. And 2 or 3 days later, the ball was gone.
Yeah.
And that was that one, they had a certain leaf, that's what it was there for. You had to go ask the old grandma next door if you could get a leaf, one leaf. You had one ball, one leaf, not two. Get that. And tea, for instance, they grew tea trees all over this island. Still some of them around now, very few. Big trees, as big as them, that willow tree. It was tea. You take the leaves and boil them and make regular tea out of them. Hot tea or whatever you wish you want. When you were sick, had fever, something like that. And then they have another thing too, I don't know what they call it in English. I guess it was alum.
Alum, yeah.
Something like it's a seed.